There's about 200 in Matthew and Luke, however, that don't appear in Mark. So it seems quite reasonable to conclude that Matthew and Luke both knew Mark's gospel and both built their own stories on Mark's gospel. But it's also perfectly clear that Matthew and Luke had some material, all the same material, or bodies of different material. That's not so easy to answer. But that Matthew and Luke had additional material, either that Mark did not use or that he did not know. So the synoptic problem, quite simply, is how do we explain the relationship among these three books, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, as texts, as literary productions? The commonest explanation, going back, oh, more than 150 years now, actually, it emerged in Germany in the 19th century, is the so-called two-document hypothesis. The two-document hypothesis. Now, this holds, basically, that Matthew's gospel and Luke's gospel were built by two independent authors from Mark's gospel, that's one document, and Q. Now, Q is shorthand for the German word Quelle, which means source. What is this source? It's imagined to be a booklet, possibly a pamphlet. One can't say. No one has ever laid eyes on it. It's a hypothetical document, see? But it is imagined to be a collection of the sayings of Jesus. One of the interesting things, one of the very interesting ways, easy ways, vivid ways of grasping the synoptic problem, if you have access to an old red-letter Bible, the kind of Bibles that were printed where all the words of Jesus are in red, take a look. There's virtually no red in Mark. Luke and Matthew are full of red. That's what we're talking about here. The idea is that a lot of the red is Q, is the Quelle. It came from this hypothetical book, pamphlet, treatise, whatever it might have been, that recorded a lot of the sayings of Jesus. So that first you have Mark, and then afterwards, Matthew and Luke come along, use Mark, and add material from Q, the second document. So the two documents, we may say, well, let's back up a stage and do it as sort of very simple arithmetic. All right? Mark plus Q equals Matthew. Mark plus Q equals Luke. The difference between Matthew and Luke being two different authors who have slightly different interests, slightly different intentions. So authorial intent, style, and so on may have some explanations to offer us. All right, so that, in a way, is the synoptic problem. Now, what that really points to is that if we're going back, then, to these biblical materials, and we say, all right, we want to elicit historical information from them, you see, we have, obviously, a very complicated set of texts to use as witnesses to historical realities from earlier times. All right. Are there other puzzles hiding in these texts for us? Are there other things that that we need to know about these gospel narratives? In antiquity, the public deeds of great men is what history was normally understood to be. Biography was normally understood to be the revelation of personal character. So we have here a couple of works, these texts, these gospels, these synoptic gospels, that are in some measure history, and yes, indeed, they do lay a good deal of focus on the public deeds of Jesus. And they are in some ways biography, although they leave great gaps, but they do lay some stress upon the character of Jesus. Now, the fact, for example, that two of them give us an infancy narrative, and then Jesus disappears until he's about 12 when he appears teaching in the temple, then he disappears again until he begins his public ministry, is not unusual for ancient biography. We didn't need to know all that, because biography and history, in a sense, complement. It's public. And we cannot see the character of a person till that person becomes public, as it were. For us as historians, however, it leaves enormous puzzles. Boy, would we like to know things that those texts simply did not set out to tell us, simply had no intention of telling us. Okay. What do we know with reasonable certainty? What kinds of things can we take from these texts and say, these seem to be established facts? Or perhaps to put it ever so slightly differently, we're saying, what had between the 50s and the 90s of the first century AD, what had come to be the story as it was told? What did they assume to be the facts? Well,